Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with Gordon Chang. Gordon, at Gordon G. Chang is his Twitter handle. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, as well as The Coming Collapse of China. You see his handsome face on the television networks all the time. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Again, I've been bifurcating, or trifurcating, maybe I should say, if that's a word, what we're going through. I've been referring to pre-pandemic, mid-pandemic, and post-pandemic. In the mid-pandemic, I've been calling a wormhole. It feels like we're squeezing through a wormhole here, some into an alternative universe, or we're in the alternative universe, heading off into whatever is going to become our new regular. I don't call it normal because there's nothing normal about this. But as you focus forward in your work, and you imagine what you'll be reporting on 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, in the post-pandemic, whatever's coming at us world, what do you see being the most prominent? What do you anticipate that you'll be talking about?
Well, there's going to be an erosion in U.S.-China ties. I mean, in the last 24 hours, we've seen striking developments. President Trump talking essentially about the leader of China in, I think, much more realistic terms. People will not like the language he's using, but nonetheless, I think he's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. We've got to be realistic about what Beijing is doing, and that's, I think, going to define many of the issues in the campaign up until November 3.
There are people who don't like policies of America. In other parts of the world, they don't like policies of America that they can't blame on the president. They can blame on Congress. But when it comes to China, there's only one. There is one resident, a perpetrator, and that is Xi Jinping, right? I mean, nothing over there happens that he doesn't have his thumb on. Is that right?
That's right. And especially when it comes to matters involving the disease, decisions are at the top. And President Trump was right to call that out in his tweet.
And we need to push back on any xenophobic charges. I'm not xenophobic. You're certainly not xenophobic. And I don't think President Trump is xenophobic. Heck, he was a businessman all over the world before he was president. He's not xenophobic. We don't need to let people use that canard, do we?
No, I absolutely agree with you. As a Chinese American, I think that the Chinese Americans have sort of wrapped themselves in this notion that everybody is racist, and it is really, I think, very bad for not only Chinese Americans but for the U.S. as a whole
and the world, and not for the world. The relationship. The relationship between China and the U.S. is a global matter for the safe future of the world, isn't it?
It certainly is. And we've got to speak in realistic terms about mm-hmm. China. And talking in realistic terms is not racism. It is absolute defense of the United States. And
you said in the first segment that you see a decoupling of the economies, basically, and isolating. I use that word, and you agreed, isolating China. That is probably going to become good news for American manufacturing. I'm going to call it hemispheric manufacturing. I'm just saying North America. The North American manufacturing sector is going to benefit from that, and that's going to be a good thing, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And it's also going to be Central America as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean by hemispheric. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Hemispheric is absolutely right. It's proximity manufacturing, as many advocates call it, and we need to make things much closer mm-hmm. to home, if not within our borders.
So you don't have to go across an ocean to get to it. And the other thing, supply chain redundancy is going to be a thing of the future that has not been up to now. Wall Street is going to have to start demanding redundancy, isn't it?
Yeah, because carrying things across the ocean, two things. First of all, it carries geopolitical risk. Second of all, it's enormously polluting. I mean,
and,
people were talking about
and slow
climate,
and expensive. Yeah, exactly. Gordon, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. How would you like to leave us?
We're going to be living in a very different world between now and the end of the year, because I can see that China is going to force the U.S. in directions it does not want to go.
Could it be military? Could there be military issue? I mean, the World War II cybersecurity is already under, World War III, I should say, is already underway. Do you see military involved?
I don't see it. I mean, of course, it's possible, but we need to be robust in our defense of our republic from China, because they mean us harm.
And there's nothing wrong with America first, in my opinion. Hey, Gordon, good job today. Keep up the good work. Come back soon. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. That's his handle. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.